the previous talk, I spoke some of the difference between realization and recognition, and used the little story of the philosopher who met the mystic, and after the encounter, the mystic was questioned about it and said, "He knows what I experience, and I experience what he knows." Now, I also pointed out that knowing something can open the door to experience. But simply knowing something, being aware of something, recognizing something, does not necessarily mean that you realize it. That is, you are living from that perspective. Whereas, when you are actually living from the perspective that is pointed at or discussed, when you actually feel it, know it, this is part of your life. In other words, when you are realized in this level to the extent of whatever it happens to be, then your understanding will be completed. You will understand and know and recognize it at the same time, because this is part of experience. Whereas experience is greater than the intellectual understanding or the feeling that something that exists, or even touching upon the experiences in a smaller way that then go away. For example, you touch on the greatness of beauty, and in looking at a sunset, feeling an apple and the unity of life, and then you withdraw from that, you become back away from that. That's a state. That state points to the reality of being able to exist in that unity of being. One of the things that people gain all the time, and they don't always pay attention to it, is that the highest that one experience points to what they can experience at all times. In other words, the highest that a person gains and grows to in a brief moment, gets a glimpse of, gets a taste of in their deepest meditation, or the joy that exists, all these point to states and levels which can exist all the time. And so they become the stepping stone of life, which unfolds in front of them and becomes the great teacher. And this is where you gain the knowledge of what you're pointing toward. And then in order to get there, you have to also put yourself in that same situation, same condition that you had in order to experience it in a little bit. And then when you get toward that in real life and real existence, and it becomes part of you, then you'll also get the taste of what comes next. And so this is life unfolding itself, or the path unfolding itself, and then it's up to you to pay attention to it and grow toward that, which means that every step that you take there, you have to let go of attachment and perspective, which is lesser than that. So each time that you seek to go higher, then you have to let go of the anchors that hold you below. Again, the condition of consciousness, of heart, of breath, of intention that you have, that you gain the glimpse, that you have the state, then you attempt to reproduce as it has grown and developed, not just the previous situation, previous status, but rather what it's grown to, because it has changed a little bit. It's incorporated more. And then as you place yourself toward that regularly, more and more and more you become of that, and as you do, then you get the glimpses to go higher and further. Now, along the way, lots of people will become aware of lots of different steps and stages and awareness of how to function in different areas, and you hear this expressed through all sorts of different groups and organizations and so-called mystic teachings and religious teachings, And this is where you have typically things which are brought into the world that many people get enamored by. Let me give a few examples. In the so-called New Age area, but it's been going along for a long time. Reading of minds, healing, becoming aware of auras, cognition across distances, being able to speak without words, the growing of intuition, the being able to control objects, have an influence on objects, the use of prayer to bring into a form something, the whole prosperity consciousness, to be aware of different colors, sounds, feelings, people, speak with folks who are not living in these bodies. All these things are aspects that grow normally and unfold normally and are not necessarily indications of any spiritual realization from the mystic perspective, from the higher perspective of unity, but rather they're natural unfoldings of steps and stages that people gain over time. And all of them also can be what some people say, this is the goal of spiritual work. This is what realization is all about. All of these can open the doors to going further, and all of these can be blocks, hindrances to going further. It all depends on the situation. There's an old Zen saying in which a person is in a sesshin, a person is in meditation, seeking that unity of being, and goes to the Roshi and says, Roshi, I've seen this and that. I saw my ancestors. I had flashes of brilliance and whatever it is, the example. And the Roshi turns to him and says, well, don't worry, this too shall pass. In other words, don't concern yourself with the secondary. And these are all secondary effects. Yet also, these can be all very useful in the advancement of the individual, if approached in the correct manner and if not given too much weight, and they can also be very helpful and useful in bringing things into this world and society and helping other people. One has to be aware that they are secondary within the realm of higher realization, but they are not indications of that realization and experience. This is something to consider when you place yourself upon the path to spiritual realization, because you will get what you deserve. And what that means is you will be drawn to those experiences, situations, and people that you need and that you are asking for and in relation to what your intention is, and that intention is not by words, but it's real heart and aspiration, aspiration relating to the breath, and the inspiration comes through that. And this is what you gain, this is what you're drawn toward, and if you indeed want to have the, what I call flu-for-all, the external nice things that are exciting, then that is what you'll get, and that's what you'll be drawn toward. And there are so many of these things out there that are pointed to and say, well, this is realization. This is the highest. This is the real thing here, the real deal. And when you explore it more, you'll find out that it's a secondary stopping point, or it's one little aspect of the whole. It's like saying that a person throwing a baseball and catching the baseball has gotten to the whole point of playing, being a great baseball player. It isn't until one goes through all the practices and one does it naturally and then gains all the other skills and abilities and then eventually doesn't even think about it and it becomes part of them that they realize is a baseball player. And the same is true with the unity of being. and that realization and the work that one takes place as part of that one being expressing the qualities that are needed within the earth. And this can be put into terms of such as love, harmony, and beauty, or the message of the day. And all of these are real and all of these are correct as far as they go. But what you're doing is you're placing yourself toward becoming of that which exists and that of which you are, and the highest that you can, and then doing what needs to be done within the world. So the other things are all way stations, and are all elements and qualities and attributes and abilities that are within the framework of unity. But each one is not the inclusive, the all-inclusive. And each one, while it can be useful for yourself and for others, can be tools and helps, as I say, also can be hindering blocks. If this is what you say, well, I'm satisfied now. I have reached this level, and the further that one goes, the more they're called to let go of these steps and stages. And the further that one goes, the easier it is to become satisfied with anything, with the level that they're on, and to let go of them and to seek only that unity of the highest, of the greatest, of the ideal, and then to become of that and to grow within that is another realm indeed. And that is what leads to the possibility of higher realizations.